Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Daf Yud Beis, Tainus 12a, pagination page 23. A discussion about different types of Tanesim fast days. And in particular, we're going to want to focus on the uniqueness of Tainus Chalom, the fast day that follows a bad dream. But in order to do that, let's first understand how Tanesim work. So the concept of a Tainus, generally a fast day, on a voluntary basis, meaning besides whatever is obligated from Torah and rabbinic law, Yom Kippur, and the different days of mourning, but the concept of a voluntary Tainus is a degree of coming closer to Hashem, limiting one's focus on physicality, and perhaps as a degree of atonement. Such tanesim could occur in one of two ways. Either a person decides that he wants to have a fast day, a tainus, and it's done on an individual day-by-day kind of situation, or the person might decide that he's going to do over the next time period 10 days of fast. And he's going to have to pay it up because that was his vow, that was his neder. So those two different applications of Tanesim are going to color the way we understand the Gemaras that we'll do today. For example, on this Amud, about a quarter of the way down, the first word on the line is De'avad, and then we begin. Omar Shmuel said, Kol Tainus Shelo Kibel Olav Mibe'od Yom, any fast day that the person did not accept upon himself while it was still day of the previous day. In other words, he didn't say, the custom is during Mincha, but he didn't say, while it was still day, that the following day will be a fast day. Lav Shmei Tainus. It's not considered a fast day because he didn't accept it beforehand. This is brought in Simen Tav Kuf Samach Beis, that if it's not accepted from the day before, it's not considered a Tainus. But the question is, as the Mishneh Berurah in Chaf Dalet explains, does it mean it's not a Tainus and you can't say Anenu, the special prayer for fast days? Or it is a Tainus, it is a fast day, because when he woke up in the morning, he decided not to eat, and then he's fasting. But because he didn't declare it from the day before, it does not discharge his obligation of Tanesim if he made a vow to enumerate collectively a number of days of fast, then this day won't count because he didn't declare it from the day before. So what we get from this Gemara certainly is that if a person wants to do a fast day the next day, and he wants it to be binding and effective and everything, he should be reciting before the day is out that the next day is going to be a Tainus, and in many Siddurim it is printed at the end of Shmona Esrei of Mincha what a person would say. But it's not definitive that he wouldn't have to fast if indeed he decides on that day that he's going to fast. What's going to be unique when we contrast this with Tainus Chalom, with the fast day resulting from a bad dream, is that the fast of a bad dream is totally irrelevant to declaring it on the day before. On the contrary, the bad dream happened at night. He wakes up in the morning and decides that he needs to fast because nafsho aguma, because his heart is pained by what he thinks might be a heavenly message of danger, and therefore he wants to fast. Certainly, very big contrast with whatever that law on Amud Aleph here is regarding declaring in advance the intent to fast. Let's continue on Amud Beis, and about a quarter of the way down, the first words on the line are Tisha B'Av Bilvad, and then we begin. Omar Rav Yehuda said, Omar Rav in the name of Rav, Lo ve'odam tanisa uporeya. A person can borrow a tainis, a fast day, and pay it back. In Shulchan Aruch, when this is brought, it's explained as a case where a person had enumerated a number of days that he's going to have to accumulate of fast days. And on a particular day, he thought he was going to be fasting, a private fast, voluntary fast. And then it turns out, either because of his health, he's in enormous pain, or because of honor of a person who insists that they dine together, he feels it necessary to borrow, so to speak, and take this as an eating day, and he's going to pay up the fast day on a different day. So the statement here is that you're allowed to do that, which gives us the background that we need for the following Gemara, which is regarding Tainis Chalom, the fast of a bad dream. Counting up from the wide lines, about eight lines, at the end of a line, Rav, Yehoshua Berei D'Ravidi, Ikla Levei Rav Asi, this Talmudic sage came to a certain town, Avdulei Igla Tilsa, and they made for him a festive, tasty, delicacy meat meal. Amrulei, and they told him, Lito Mar Midi, please have a bite. Amalei B'Ta'anisa Yasivna. So he said to them, I'm fasting. Amrulei, and they told him, thinking that it was the type of fast day that is just accumulating a number of days in order to pay up his vow, Velozif Mar Velifra. You can borrow and pay back. You could break your fast now as long as you'll eventually accumulate the number of fasts that you vowed to do. Lo Sovar Mar, don't you agree, Lahoda Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lava Odom Ta'anisa Uporeya, that a person can borrow a fast day and pay it back? Amaluhu, he answered, Tainis Chalom Hu. No, it's the fast of a bad dream. And the tradition on such a thing is Yafa Tainis Lachalom Keishlina Ores. A fast day regarding a bad dream is so powerful like fire to flax. But it has to be that very day if you want it to be effective. For Rav Yosef afilu b'Shabbos, and therefore Rav Yosef taught even on Shabbos you'd be allowed to fast in such a case, which gives way to a fascinating rule: if such would be necessary to fast on Shabbos, ma'itakante, what is he going to have to do to fix up the fact that he's fasting on Shabbos, which you're not normally allowed to do? Leisiv tainisa l'tanisa, he's going to have to fast as an atonement for his fast, which would mean that we, if such is necessary, we would tell him to fast on Shabbos, and then on Sunday, he would fast again if he can't handle 2 days in a row, so then the atonement fast would be done later on a different day of the week. But that's this concept, that fasting on the day after the bad dream is so powerful that we don't break it, and the person would in fact do it, and this concept of borrowing would not apply. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.